Good afternoon. Tropical storm Isaias remains a powerful and moisture-laden tropical cyclone as we head through the middle of the day. The storm is centered near Fredericktown, Maryland, and heading toward Philadelphia at about 35 miles per hour. Rain continues over interior New York and is more spotty over New England after rounds of showers and bursts of rain during the first half of the day. The precipitation will become steadier and heavier throughout the afternoon as the storm draws closer. The current forecast track brings Isaias north of New York City early this afternoon and over or just east of the Greater Capital District by sunset. On this track, a swath of very heavy rain is likely, especially along and just west of the track. Rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches with locally higher amounts are possible by this evening, which could cause localized flash flooding. During the past 24 hours, Isaias has been a prolific tornado producer, and with increased wind shear, thunderstorms are also possible, some becoming severe with brief, weak tornadoes. This is most likely to the east of the track, mainly in southern New York and New England. The wind, while relatively light so far regionally, will also increase and become gusty, especially along the coast, where gusts over 60 miles per hour are not out of the question. Farther inland, the wind will gust over 40 miles per hour and reach as high as 60 miles per hour over the hills and mountains as the center of the storm passes by later this afternoon and into the evening. Winds of this magnitude could cause downed tree limbs and power outages. Isaias will remain a fast-moving storm, so the effects will be relatively short but hard-hitting, especially late this afternoon and evening. As the storm races north-northeast and into southern Canada, the heavy and steady rain will move out overnight and it will quiet down with lows in the mid-60s. Perhaps still a few leftover showers first thing Wednesday morning as a trough of low pressure pivots through the region, then we'll continue our drying trend into Wednesday afternoon. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll remain warm and still humid with highs in the lower 80s. From this point, we'll enjoy a nice stretch of weather. On Thursday, we'll look for mostly sunny skies as high pressure locks into the region and highs around 80 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds likely on Friday and Saturday in the lower to mid-80s. And right now it looks like that high pressure center will dominate even into the second half of the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds and in the mid-80s on Sunday. By early next week, we'll pick up at least the chance of the next round of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday, otherwise partly sunny skies in the middle and upper 80s. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Bodie, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and windy with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1944 and 1955. And the record low, 46, in 1964 and 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, and the possibility of thunderstorms becoming windy with highs in the mid-70s. Windy with showers and storms tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain, heavy at times today, and thunderstorms becoming windy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Windy with showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the mid 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today. Thunderstorms also possible, becoming windy with highs in the mid-70s. Windy with showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain, heavy at times today. Thunderstorms also likely, becoming windy with highs in the mid-70s. Windy with more showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s, mostly sunny near 80 on Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday in the lower to mid-80s. Partly sunny on Sunday, mid-80s, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the mid to upper 80s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.